Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned in live to OPM Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and tonight on the line we have recording artist and motivational speaker Bathsheba Smithen. Are you on the line today?
Yes, ma'am, I certainly am.
And how
excited
are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
It's our pleasure. So, if you don't mind just giving us a little bit, share a little bit about yourself and what you have going on. I do have one of your songs to play at the end. It's called Insanity.
All right. That was just
released. Yeah, I was listening to it earlier. I'm like, hey, I like this. I was kind of rocked up. Let me get this uploaded before I miss my time. Yeah, I enjoyed it. So if you don't mind telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself and what you got going on.
Well, I'm an author, an educator, artist, motivational speaker, mostly known as being a poet, and everything is at the basis of everything is writing. My sole focus is helping other people embrace all of who they are and discover their identities through Christ Jesus. And so the name of my company is Cage Free Voices, and it's all-encompassing. It just focuses specifically on helping youth and young adults find their voice and discover their identities.
Wow. So as a recording artist, where do your inspiration come from as you write and produce your song?
Certainly comes from the Lord. A lot of my writing, mostly all of it is divinely inspired. How the Lord moves me, you know, people will make requests for thematic poetry or theme-based performances, and I'll, you know, have my time with the Lord, you know, that quiet time you need to have, definitely inspired by what he gives me and making sure that I'm always in my word so that I can be able to hear his voice. A lot of the content that I have is not just inspired by that relationship I have with God, but my relationship, that horizontal relationship with people, being able to understand where other people are coming from based on my own personal background. And so I'm definitely inspired by what I see in the community, wanting to incorporate change and just, you know, helping people get to the next level and embrace all of who they are, as I mentioned before, and, you know, find out more about who God has called them to be.
You find it, I say you, in one of your quotes is, you say you see that many people don't know who they are, that most are lost and operating out of the fact that they don't know who they are. Elaborate on
right.
that.
Right, absolutely. I found myself in that place not too long ago. Just, you know, sometimes you don't want to be like certain sect of people, or you don't want to be like your parents. And so you think you're moving so far away from that, and instead of you running toward who you are, you're just running away from something else and not being who you are supposed to be. So you end up in this process of trying to recreate yourself instead of finding out the reason in which you were created. And I find that a lot of people are in that place, whether they're 18 or they're 40. A lot of people are still trying to figure out, why did God create me? Why am I here on this earth? We could tell you right now that a car is not designed to stay in a parking lot. It's designed to actually help people travel and move and go to different places. And so if we know why a car is designed or why a plant is created, then we should therefore know why God created us.
And that seemed to be one of the biggest questions that individuals ask themselves. You know, why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing at this particular time? It seemed to be like the hardest question. But I always say to people, whatever your passion is, that's that thing that you keep going back to, that you really can't get out of your mind. You know at that time that becomes your purpose. It's so great once you do discover your purpose and why you're here. You will eat, sleep, drink that particular thing.
right. Everything revolves around it.
Yeah. And we don't, and so God started preparing us way before we even get there. And then once you look back and say, oh, man, I was doing that back then. And then slowly the pieces will start fitting together like a puzzle. You know, it's like, oh, okay, so this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Or, okay, I was doing that. It makes it a little easier to kind of figure out, but you are absolutely right. Some people are still cannot figure out what they're supposed to be doing. They may keep doing the same thing or a different thing and yet not getting any pleasure or satisfaction out of it.
It's hard, Verna. It's not an easy process, and sometimes we see the end of the road and we think, you know, I definitely want to do that, and we don't really get to if the process gets too difficult, the process of getting to, you know, I really don't think there's a set destination, but we get to that place where we're just, you know, moving and grooving with a rhythm. Before we can get there, sometimes we get stopped, or our process is impeded by this feeling of, or this frustration from all that comes with the territory. Because it's not easy being who you're called to be, especially, you know, like when a plant comes out of the ground. I can imagine, and I mentioned this in one of my books, that plant, that seed, as it suffocates in the ground, it's almost traumatized trying to come up out of the dirt. And so it's like that same thing for us when we're trying to grow and develop into who God has called us to be. It can become difficult, and some of us get discouraged, and so we end the process prematurely. And I just want to encourage listeners to know that everybody goes through that process. Everybody has to endure the pain. It's like that 9 to 10 month gestational period of a baby being developed and a mother going through the process of having to, you know, go through all three trimesters. It's painful, but at the end you see a beautiful baby. And it's the same process for us when we're discovering why God created us and trying to get to that place where we're just in a rhythm. So
absolutely right. But you're going back to what you said, is the process and not giving up. That's the
right
key, not giving up. Because you don't want to abort the call or abort the dream or the creativity that God has placed in you. But in some cases, you don't have a push team. So I'm going to say a push team, someone that's actually push you to keep moving forward. And then we do know that we have to encourage ourselves. And that could be difficult at times. I can only speak for myself. I'd never use anybody else for an example. When it seems like it's getting tough, I get in the mirror and I start to encourage Verna, looking right at her and pushing her along. Because if I don't have anyone to push me, then I got to push myself, because I don't want that dream to be aborted. You know, I just don't want it to be aborted, especially if, you know, God has given to you. You don't want it to be aborted. Once you recognize where your creativity come from, where the dream come from, and knowing that all creativity comes from God.
Right.
Comes from God. Yes, absolutely, absolutely right. So tell us a little bit about when you're, like, putting your songs together, putting your albums together, how do you set the stage for that, for yourself?
You mean the preparation period?
Yes.
In terms of writing?
Yes.
I usually just carve out some time in my schedule, some uninterrupted time to just sit down and get on my computer and start just allowing the creativity to flow. I hear music in my head at times. Sometimes I can be getting myself together in the morning in the bathroom, and the song will just come to me while I'm getting ready. And so I'll keep a pen handy. I have pens everywhere in my house, a pen and a pad, so that I can write things down when they come to me. And sometimes I can actually just be in my car. A lot of inspiration comes in the bathroom and in my car. I could be in my car driving, and I'm like, okay, Lord, you want to give it to me right now? I'm driving. I really hope I don't lose this thought. but, yeah, so the process is kind of sporadic at times, but then there are definitely times where I sit down and I carve out time to just allow creativity to flow through me. And because my schedule is getting pretty busy now, I have to be really creative about the times in which I practice or I prepare material. I can be in my car, and this is for those artists out there. And you have a 9-to-5, you might have kids, and so you're trying to figure out where you'll find time. You have time in your commute. You're in your car. You can be planning then, and not on your phone or writing anything down, but you can be practicing while you're in your car. So I practice while I'm in my car during that time, or I might create voice notes so that I won't forget anything that comes to me while I'm in the car.
Well, you're that person that we see in the traffic, and they're just grooving and singing, but they actually might be creating a song in their head.
Right. We look crazy. I saw a guy looking at me the other day because I was reciting some lines for a piece that I had to perform, and I looked like I was talking to myself because I do some really dramatic pieces. And he was just staring at me like, this woman is crazy.
So you don't see anybody sitting in the back.
Right.
So that's cool. And I don't pay any attention. I mean, I just look over and say, oh, okay. My son do it always, and I say, he sounds like he's rambling. That's like he sounds like he just making noise to me. But he's actually writing a song.
Right.
But he just, then all of a sudden he just burst into laughter. I'm like, wow, okay. So
oh my
he in his own world.
We are so alike.
He just, like, oh, did you hear that? I'm like, no, I did not. So, random acts of bursting.
Yes, artists are very random.
Very much so. Tell us about the organization Cage Free Voices. Why did you start it, and how did it get started?
Well, I started Cage Free Voices because I'm in education. I'm a teacher, and I saw that a lot of our youth are struggling with. I feel like a lot of our youth are not understood. They're actually those who we're supposed to be servicing, but they are disserviced at times because we don't understand them. And so, I think in order for us to fully communicate and get through to them, we have to make things relevant and combine education with entertainment. And so I created Cage Free Voices to help young people discover who they are through educational entertainment. That's it in a nutshell, helping not just the youth but educators or people who work with youth and youth development programs and churches or what have you, helping them to identify keys to unlock hidden potential in our young people. And so that's what Cage Free Voices is all about. It's just it's about unlocking human potential by allowing students and those who work with our students to reflect, connect, and transcend barriers.
Wow. That's so important, because when a kid is so, when there's a creative kid, and I can only speak by my own, and you notice how creative they are, you don't want to smother that. Or like, you know, I could have easily told my son, you should be drawing at this time, or you shouldn't be doing this, you should be doing this. But when I tried to lead him into a different life, I knew I wanted them to be engineers. I put them on that path of being an engineer, both of my boys, school and everything, and, you know, to prepare them to work in an environment where they probably would be working for someone else. My youngest son, at the age of 6, announced to me that he's going to be his own boss.
And I know that's right.
He is.
That's right.
I could have been the type of parent to tell him, no, you need to go do blah, blah, blah. And I think I tried it once, but he was so adamant. So that's so important to our young people, you know, to help them develop that dream that they already have and to get
right.
them along the way. You know, and every child is not meant to go to college. They want to
right.
do something else. You know, those four
right.
years stuck in a classroom may not be what they want to do. Not at all. Or they might come out and do something totally different. Maybe like you just spend all that time learning something else, but that's not really what you want to do. But that's so important. Congratulations on that. I applaud you for that. That really makes a huge difference.
Praise God.
A huge difference. Mm-hmm. Now tell us a little bit about some of your community activities that you do within your community.
Well, I actually work in adult education right now, and so I work a lot with people who are transitioning, trying to get their high school diplomas, GEDs, going into vocations. So those who are transitioning out of whether it be domestic abuse relationships, substance abuse, or just trying to better their lives, you know, what have you. It runs the gamut. And so I do a lot with in terms of helping adults, those people who are, you know, the mothers and fathers of the children that I talk about with Cage Free Voices. Because if you really want to enact change, you have to start with those who are at the forefront, and those are the parents. So do a lot with that. And coming up, I'll be at the Social Innovation Festival talking about ways to impact change through technology, talking about mass incarceration, et cetera. In fact, I have a call today regarding that. So, and I also go into schools, providing concerts for schools who are looking to improve plans in terms of trying to increase student engagement.
That's important. Now, if a young person who's interested in music, what would be one thing that you would tell them to give them that push or to stay on that path that they so desperately want to be on in the entertainment world?
Get the foundational skills. Definitely get the foundational skills. I know I talk to a lot of young people and they think, you know, I just want to do music. Those who are interested in music, some of them think that they don't need to spend a lot of time writing or in English class. Oh, you know, I just could say it off the top of my head. I don't need to write it down. You really need to get those core foundational skills in order to have music that is impactful and purpose-driven and not just, you know, repetitive lines that don't really change lives. If the goal is to change lives and to really make an impact on the world, you definitely need those core foundational skills. So get the writing down. Make sure you do a lot of reading, because the reading is going to help you understand the organizational structure that writers use in order for you to be able to create your own content. And great writers are also avid readers.
Wow, fantastic. Thank you, thank you. Well, we definitely want to be able to hear your song in the end, Insanity, so everybody else can groove along with me. So wrapping the show up a little bit, I was loving it. I really was. I really like it. So if you don't mind telling our listening audience a little bit how they can get in contact with you and how they could connect with you, how they can connect with you.
You can connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Sheba Neo Rock. That's SHEBANEOROCK. And you can visit my website at Cage Free Voices. That's CAGEFREEVOICES.com.
Okay. Well, Sheba, it has definitely been a pleasure having you on the show. I've not laughed so much in quite a while. So thank you so much. I enjoyed having you
here. Thank
you
so much for having me.
It's definitely been our pleasure. So we get to hear your song in the end. I'm looking forward to sharing it with our listening audience. So if anyone is, those that are listening, we're going to hear from Bathsheba Smitten. Her song is entitled Insanity. But before that, we would like to thank all of our sponsors and each and everything that they do. And I'm leaving you with this, trying to find my verse, leaving you with this coming from Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And it's Romans, the 8th chapter, 28th verse of the King James Version of the Bible. This has been OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and be blessed. And here we go with Insanity by Bathsheba Smitten.
Nobody told me I was in the hospital. Like a little doorstop, I was in the middle. Stuck in between, smashed like nature's pride. Forced to be one, not individualized. Matrix world got me feeling like I can't breathe. Holding my emotions on the shoulder of my sleeve. Chips falling down, cause I feel I can't cope. Engulfed by the flame, feeling hung by that rope. Try to hold me captive on a plank of suicide. Heart to the sharp android in my mind. This I won't die, they wanna mix up the facts. Say I'm loony like Animaniacs. Tune so strong, got you moving to the sound. One of anonymity, blend with the crowd. Will you be you? Yeah, someone never say. Remain a condiment, not a main entree.
Get me out of this cage.
Free from the noise, running from the institute and stealing back my joy. Call me X-Con cause I found out the deal. Letting go of blue, picking up the red pills. They running from my life and say I'm on the loose. Might harm others as the rules of the truth. Breaking all the laws that want me confined. Just got it back,
but they say I lost my mind.
Someone help me please, they want me medicated. I see the truth now, ain't no hallucinations. So you can call me Neo, cause I'm the only one running on this path to war, Zion.
Get me out of this cage, lost in the maze. Say I won't ever be giving it to this day. People in the craze, walking in the pain. Trapped in the mind like the mentally insane. Get me out of this cage, lost in the maze. Say I won't ever be giving it to this day. People in the craze, walking in the pain. Trapped in the mind like the mentally insane.
Hell on earth is the worst cause they prey on the weak. Gunshots ring, but you still stay asleep. Focus on the cars, dudes touching the tech. Driven by the music with your mind being vexed. Sex got you crazed and they're broken on the floor. Shattered into pieces, shoving hurt in the drawer. Dressed in pain that you you think you forget. Change never comes, cause you always stay fit. Sick in the bed, die, take your last breath. Monitor reads that you're close to your death. Caught you what to kill, so they take out the plug. Gasping for air, air, water to your lungs. Open up your eyes and see the remedy. Walk out in pride with your identity. Know you'll be treated just like an exile. Keep you from others so they won't be found.